Well, you're actually in a good spot then, because if you have known good data and you can cross-reference it with something else, then I'd say you're good there. Just keep moving it over and double-checking it. You're probably going to be all right. But, yeah, that's where I was, right? So I had my vinyl harness with my rangefinder in a pocket, and then my rifle either on a tripod or, like, on a bipod or whatever, depending on how I was shooting and hunting. So I would the sequence was glass, spot, then I have to range it. Then I have to pull on my phone or reference the dope, and I'm like, this is crazy. I got to touch three things. If something's looking at me, I'm never going to be able to pull this shot off. So now it's glass, range, dope, all in one go. I dial, and I can take my shot. And around here, that's really not an issue. You know, it's Michigan, so you're not shooting that far anyway. But if you're one of those people that just hunts in the blind and you've got a 100-yard, 75-yard shot, you know, you don't have to worry about it. But I like shooting stuff as far as I can away, so that really cut down the time I needed to spend prepping a shot.